Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Vice President Joe Biden, after meeting with representatives of the NRA and Walmart and other gun rights advocates today and gun control advocates yesterday, came out to say he'll have recommendations to reduce gun violence for President Obama by Tuesday. He said, although there's no one solution to mass shootings like Newtown and Aurora, there's a consensus emerging.
One is there is a surprising, recurrence of suggestions that we have universal background checks. Not just close the gun show loophole, but total universal background checks, including private sales.
The vice president referring to the fact that licensed gun owners must do background checks in stores and at gun shows, but private sellers at gun shows and elsewhere don't have to. Lisa Lehrer is White House correspondent for Bloomberg News. Lisa, just tell us more about that, the background checks. Did he say if strong gun advocates like the NRA agreed with tightening background checks?
Well, to be fair, the vice president hasn't met with the NRA yet. He's going to be meeting with them today. He was talking about all the groups they had met with, which is really spans the gamut of folks involved with gun policy. It's, of course, hunters and people like that, but there's also been mental health professionals and doctors, and there's been clergy and all kinds of different groups. Mayors have come in and had sessions with the vice president and other top administration officials to help the White House craft their response to the Newtown shooting. What I think it was interesting about what he said today was that he plans to bring the recommendations on Tuesday. The White House really understands that they need to move quickly on this, that the further away we get from what happened in Connecticut at that elementary school, the more the public memory fades, people forget a little bit how bad they felt, how the shock and the sorrow, and that makes it harder for them to get this new regulations through Congress.
Well, what are some of the other things he said he's hearing from these various groups? We thought it interesting that he said he's hearing a lot about high-capacity magazines. What else is he saying?
Well, one thing he mentioned, high-capacity magazines, is something that there's consensus around. He mentioned background checks, and that's that refers to closing what they call the gun show loophole. Currently, federal law, you only have to do background checks for guns sold through licensed firearm dealers, which is really only 60% of all gun sales. So, and that doesn't include weapons sold at gun shows. So that's something that gun groups have wanted to do, gun safety groups and other groups like that have wanted to close for a long time. So that's a policy that's probably likely to be in the recommendations. Another thing the White House has talked quite a bit about is an assault weapons ban. That's something they want to reinstate. That, of course, was a ban. Prohibiting certain types of weapons.
Right, and it lapsed. Mm-hmm.
And it lapsed, mm-hmm. Right, in 2004. So they would like to bring that back up. And he also talked to the vice president about making it easier for the federal government to gather information about the types of guns being moved around the country, the crimes they're used in, the killing. There's a lot of privacy requirements that make it hard for the federal government to get that information, which makes it hard for researchers and both in government and academia and other places to study how guns are moving.
Well, we understand that he talked about national databases, saying, it doesn't do any good to have a database on who should not have guns, something gun rights advocates also want strengthened. They don't want the guns in the wrong people's hands. And he says it doesn't do any good to have the database on who shouldn't have these guns if states have backlogs on entering the names of convicted felons who aren't allowed to have guns. Just in the last minute, talks ahead with the NRA. What was the sense in the room?
I mean, the sense in the room is that the people who are at these meetings want to find some kind of a solution. I think it's a little tougher in the meetings that aren't open to the press, which are meetings with retailers. Attorney General Holder is going to be meeting with Walmart and other retailers that sell guns, who, of course, gun sales has been up dramatically since Newtown. So I think those meetings are probably a bit more tense. The meetings that the press is allowed into have been
right,
with people that are eager to find to strengthen laws.
I want to add one thing. The vice president said the Centers for Disease Control has to be able to do research on gun violence. They haven't been able to do this since the 90s because of NRA roadblocks, and that's going to probably be a topic in his meeting with them. We'll follow this. Lisa Lehrer, White House correspondent for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
you.